In Brisbane, homelessness is becoming increasingly visible, yet the conversation around its causes and realities oftentimes seems misinformed. Head of the Northwest Community Group, Paul Slater, works on the front lines of this crisis. The wise Artem Rednikin spoke to him about the misconceptions around why people become homeless and what stops them from getting the support they need.
That's the million-dollar question, and I think it's the one that's really hard to answer in a short, you know, interview. Like, we could do a two-hour episode on our podcast on just this question alone, because the system is extremely siloed, every part of the system. So the health system's in one spot, the housing system's in another spot, and then the mental health system's in another spot, and they don't coexist and work together to see a wraparound system for somebody. And so they can fall through the cracks so easily when they don't fit in any of those systems. And that's what we end up with, is people on the streets. And unfortunately, when you get on the streets, after 1 week or 2 weeks, that's when the slope begins. And it's so dangerous for your mental health and your physical health to be sleeping rough that I've seen it week on week, the actual visible drop in mental health and physical health from people when they're sleeping rough is alarming. And so that's when the longer we let them stay there, the more chance that they're going to stay there long term. And I always say to people that have become rough sleepers to straight away work as fast as they can to connect with services, find solutions, and get off the streets, because the longer that they're there, the more chance they'll be there for another 5 years or 10 years.
It's not uncommon to hear people say that there are enough support services out there available for people sleeping rough. What would you say to that?
I think even I would have said something like that before I got involved in this work. I would have been like, it's Australia, if someone's sleeping rough, it's because they want to do that, or they've made a decision to do that. And I think that's naive for a couple of reasons. One is that I know that there's many, many rough sleepers out there. In fact, I know the majority of the rough sleepers would jump at the chance for accommodation. So that's just not true. But there are a small portion that you would probably say to you if you walked up to them and said, hey, I can get you accommodation. They say, no, I'm okay here. I think there's an argument to say that if someone thinks that, then they probably have some mental health issues or something that's going there, that they haven't received the support that they need, or that they've had trauma in their life again that they haven't been able to do it. You know, we've met homeless people that say, my son died when he was younger and it was my fault and I punished myself. I don't deserve to have a home because of that, and that's why I sleep rough. You know, things like that. People get passed around. Like, they'll say, you know, they'll contact me and go, hey, I'm worried I'm going to become homeless. And then they'll contact the homeless hotline, who will say, go and talk to these people. And then they'll say, oh no, you need to talk to these people. And then they'll say, you need to talk to this people. And so what ends up happening is you say your story over and over and over again. And sometimes you're reliving a fairly traumatic story that you don't want to be saying over and over again, but you need to, and that affects their mental health as well. And so after a while, they just go, oh, bugger this, I'm sick of saying the same story. I'm sick of doing this. Just don't talk to me anymore. And of course, that's the ones that the system say, you know, they're not cooperating and they're refusing accommodation and all that kind of stuff. But there's usually much more to the story than that.
So what would you say are some of the challenges rough sleepers encounter while trying to access the services that are available for them?
There's no one person or one entity you can go to that will say, hey, I see you're in a really, really bad space right now and that you need multiple areas of support. I'll get that sorted for you. I'll get you there. I'll tell you where to be, what time to be there. I'll make sure you've got somewhere to sleep for now, and then we'll work on all these issues. They don't do that. What they do is they say, well, I can do this one specific little thing, but you need to go over here to do this, and you need to go. So they're trying to catch public transport to get around town and get to different places, and you know, they're not getting a decent night's sleep because they can't, because they're sleeping rough. And so, you know, it just, inevitably they're going to miss appointments, and then they'll get kicked out of it because they missed appointments. And you know, so yeah, it really does. I say it all the time, the system sets them up to fail. doors don't open for these people. They close, and, you know, it makes it very hard. Like, you know, we can talk about addiction issues and rehabs and stuff for ages because that's so broken as well. There's a 12-week, 13-week wait to get into a rehab when you're sleeping rough, and some of those rehabs expect you to detox while you're sleeping rough before they'll let you in. You can't be an active user when you go in. Like, this is not realistic and not based on medical science and stuff like that. We just know that that's unlikely to happen and it's not going to work, and yet we continue to tell them that they've got to do that.
Is there anything in the public attitude towards homelessness that needs to change?
You get a mixed bag, you know. You get a lot of people that are very compassionate. The people, obviously, that support what I do are very compassionate people, but you do have a large portion of the population who do believe that homelessness is their own fault and that they just should get a job and that'll sort out their problems and that they're responsible and, you know, everything like that. And I think that's the wrong conversation to be having. I think everybody at some stage in their life needs help, and we need to look at how we've helped these people and how we can better help these people, because I know from personal experience, if you can connect with these people and you can provide the support that they want, then they will flourish and they will be able to get out of the situation that they're in, but we just don't connect with most of these guys.
Paul Slater from the Northwest Community Group in Brisbane there, speaking with the Wise Artem Rednikin.